We had a chance that after our game to come out and have a corrections period where we made, you know, quite a few corrections and walked through them. And then today, back to a training camp mentality, you know, challenged the players, got into a couple situations, but more move the ball situations. We talked after that scrimmage. I think anytime we have to move the ball for both our offense and defense, it's good for us. It's what we need. So since the scrimmage, we've incorporated more of those situations, and we had two of them today. So very pleased with the effort, how they came back. Again, you're going to see us. We're competing in some ways, even though it's training camp, to figure out what's best for our team, to see how they bounce back and can be at their best, you know, on game day. So at times you might see us walk through some things at, in practice mode, and we're just trying to figure out, see how our players feel, and we'll continue to do that this week.
What, like this week on offense, what are you still putting in?
It's minimal now. You know, it might be a few things here and there, but now it's more work on situation. That's why we got into more move the ball.
So, like, all your red zone, all your third down is all in now. It's like fine-tuning?
That's right. Okay. Execution of it. Okay. You might see a play here or there, but as far as the number of installs, they're all completed.
It's good to have all 90, you know, have Chris back in the fold and have that kind of behind you guys at this point.
Sure, yeah, it's great to see him out there, and we'll work him back, and Jared and Roy and those guys back into it. Again, I think, you know, those guys are working back into it to where they have a chance to be have confidence in what they came through. I think it's important. And that's what you're seeing.
What kind of condition is Chris in?
He seems to be, according to Milo, very good. So now it's just hopefully we'll get him into more. I think he was just an individual today, you know, and then we'll get a report on him and see how much we can push this along.
Is it just to kind of bring him along slow and then maybe play him against Detroit a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't talked much about that. Hopefully I know more towards the end of the week with that.
How will you know when Sample is caught up, both physically and mentally?
Well, right now, he's just doing individual, and he can do some walkthroughs. So until they clear us to where we can see him in 7-on-7 and team, he seems to be, you know, sharp and on it as far as picking things up, but that's one thing. The other thing is just to get enough reps and execute. So until he gets in those periods, and then, you know, I'm sure we'll try to get him in the game as soon as they clear him.
What do you think of Pierce leaping over that guy? You like the enthusiasm, or
well, he just used his, you know, his natural instincts and felt at the time. So, you know, to question that, I think it's, you know, again, it's just like Julius when he caught the ball, he, you know, got his feet off the ground. It's just natural, you know, for them.
Were you ever worried that you might not have Chris's like full attention? I mean, was that ever a concern?
No, nothing like that. I mean, I think there were some things going on that maybe were some distractions for him, but never about this team.
Who starts at center Saturday night?
I don't know for sure yet. If it's the same, if it's the order that we worked on, then it would be Wiz. Okay.
What did you like about what those him and Luke both did?
I thought they both did pretty well. They both, you know, what we tried to do was you saw Wiz go into, the, I think, the fourth quarter. And there was a reason for that. We're trying to give them even reps. And but I thought they both did some very good things. Different in how they handle some things. Their strengths are different, and their weaknesses are different. But, you know, I see them, and they're both of great value.
How do you evaluate Pierce so far?
You know what? His toughness and his work ethic and mentality, I think, has been great. It's been great for that running back room. Been a great teammate. On offense and in that room, and his leadership. You know, I didn't know much about him. I heard good things, but it's been even better.
He arrives, obviously, with a cloud over his head. How was his mindset when he got here?
It's tremendous. Uh-huh. Tremendous. All I know is what he's been like in here, and he's been unbelievable.
Y'all are wearing the red still, but is there a chance he can play with
him? I don't know. You know, that one, I'm not sure. We'll see how the week goes. But I wouldn't say, okay, he sat all week. It's for sure this week. I think it's something that we have to evaluate.